From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, December 24th, 2025. A federal judge in Oregon has blocked another attempt by the Trump administration to attach immigration-related requirements to emergency preparedness and response funding. As Ari Snyder reports, the ruling follows a lawsuit brought by a coalition of states, including Maine.
In order to receive long-standing federal emergency management agency grants this year, the Trump administration has required states to provide updated population data accounting for people who've been removed by immigration authorities. That's according to court records in a case filed by Maine and 10 other states. On Tuesday, a U.S. district court blocked the administration from imposing the restrictions, calling them, quote, arbitrary and capricious. Maine's share of the funding is about $9 million. It's the latest in a string of court victories this year for Fry and other Democratic attorneys general challenging multiple attempts by the White House to condition federal grants on immigration enforcement. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
Shopping malls, once the commercial hubs of the holiday season, are in decline. It's a trend that's playing out in communities across the country as measured by the disappearance of shoppers and storefronts. But in Bangor, it's also meant a rise in municipal code violations that are so severe that the city has taken the mall's owner to court. As Caitlin Badayan reports, some believe that despite all of its troubles, the aging structure could still hold a place in the city's retail landscape.
On a recent Friday afternoon at the Bangor Mall, Marie Berry is in the middle of her winter routine.
I'm not really here shopping. I use the mall as a place to walk safely. So if I walk around five times, I can get a 3-mile walk in a safe environment.
Berry says she's here nearly every day. And on most mornings, walkers like herself vastly outnumber shoppers, even during the holiday season. It's just not the same place these days, she says.
Well, I remember they used to have coffee down here. And so you could stop and have a cup of coffee, and they had all the chairs and stuff like that. So it was more social and stuff.
Bangor isn't the only place to experience this malaise, but it has emerged as an extreme case.
The code violations cover areas of, HVAC systems and property maintenance, you know, so safety issues for people coming to the mall and also for the business owners that are in the mall.
Bangor's Community and Economic Development Director, Ann Krieg, says after hearing complaints from tenants and shoppers, the city sued the mall's owner, New York-based Namdar Realty Group, for these code violations and for failing to address a stormwater pipe leaking sewage. The decline of the shopping mall can be seen across the country.
Malls have seen a huge drop in traffic and in spending in recent years. That was kicked off in large part following the Great Recession in 2008 and has accelerated since then.
Aaron Percival Carter, an associate professor of marketing at the University of Maine, says when the pandemic interfered with indoor shopping, many consumers turned to the internet.
Even people who maybe were holding out and not doing quite so much online shopping pre-pandemic really had to get used to the idea of online shopping during the pandemic, and then it's hard to interrupt those patterns.
And she says in recent years, malls have lost their appeal as places for social connection.
People aren't really going to the mall just to get swept away. They're not going to the mall to see who they run into because they're not expecting to run into anyone. They're not expecting that they're going to see anything particularly exciting because that investment has just fled.
But there is still hope for this once prominent retail establishment. The Maine Mall in South Portland has managed to buck the trend of decline, and other malls across the country are using the buildings in new and more creative ways. And despite the woes of the Bangor Mall, the city's Ann Krieg says the surrounding retail stores are doing quite well.
Yeah, we've been hearing from, you know, the destination retail that's around there that they're having a very good year. Our traffic numbers are pretty steady. They haven't dipped at all. We definitely see that area as a place that could easily be successful for anything that wanted to be at the mall.
Krieg says the city has changed the zoning for the mall to make it easier for new kinds of development. But in the meantime, roughly half the stores remain vacant. An entire entrance is roped off, and mall walkers have to adjust their path around buckets set up to catch leaks. Mall walker Marie Berry remembers a time when it wasn't like this.
But I really think it's extremely sad what's happened to the Bangor Mall, because it used to be so vibrant. And it was wonderful to see crowds of people and children. So it's sad. And I hope they can figure out something to use this space.
In a statement, an attorney for Namdar says the company is committed to working collaboratively with local officials to ensure the property's long-term stability. The city has asked the judge to order the company to pay several $1 million in fines for the violations. A spokesperson for the city said they could not speak to the specifics of the court case because it is still pending in Bangor District Court. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Badayan.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are warning of a salmonella outbreak that may be linked to contaminated oysters. As of Tuesday, 64 people in 22 states, including one in Maine, have been infected. But the CDC says there are likely more cases linked to the outbreak. Of the 44 cases with information available, 20 patients were hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. The CDC says many reported eating raw oysters. The agency is working to identify the source of those oysters. The snowstorm that dropped more than a foot of snow on much of Maine Tuesday night brought an early Christmas gift to downhill and Nordic ski areas. Ann Carter, the owner of Carter's Cross Country Ski Center in Bethel, says 10 inches of soft, fluffy snow has fallen and more is on the way.
You know, we got saved by the bell just in time for Christmas, which was great. We already have some skiers here, and they're out in the woods, and the woods are beautiful, all covered up with snow.
Carter says she expects to be quite busy over Christmas vacation, which is when the ski center typically does about one-third of its business for the entire season. AAA projects that more than 122 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home this holiday season. The agency expects 109 million to travel by car, a 2% increase from last year. The busiest days for travel are today, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. AAA reports more than 8 million travelers will take domestic flights, a new record for air travel in a holiday season. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Irwin Gratz for Morning Edition starting at 5 a.m. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.